Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
So today I'm very pleased to be joined by Pierre Vaudon from Cognac Vaudon. How are you doing today, Pierre?
How very nice, thank you. Thank you for giving me the chance to explain more about our production.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
I asked this question to all of the producers. Who are you and what do you do?
So I'm Pierre Vaudon, right? I'm from Cognac Vaudon. I'm a family producer. I'm wine grower. I'm distiller. I'm blend master. This is a really old family business in Échalas near Jarnac in the Cru Finbois.
Can you tell us what product we are tasting today?
Sure. This is a very, very old blend of 1978 and 1980 from Finbois. You can recognize it as a vintage because normally a blend is with lots of vintages inside. And this is only two vintages. So consider it as a vintage. Sure.
I see. So this is quite an old product. We're basically at 40 years of age.
Yeah, that's 40 years old. And you have to know that all the Finbois are very, very rare. This cru is known for quick aging normally. And so at 40 years, the flavors looks very old and complex.
And so for our listeners who may already know, for example, your Vaudon XO, how is this product different than the XO?
An XO could be realized at 10 years old, 10, 20 years old, legally more than 10. This produce, there is a lot of spices, a lot of licorice, dry fruit. And for the consumer, you could have a confusion between flavor of the fruit from the XO and the spicy flavors from this type of extra. So I've decided to give the extra name on the label.
All of your cognacs at Cognac Vaudon come from the Finbois. What's special about the Finbois terroir?
Finbois terroir are recognized for the delicate fruit. Cognac from Finbois are more floral, definitely. The aftertaste looks really delicate, not long, if you compare it with Grand Champagne. That's why for this extra, we have ABV 44, just to say the aftertaste, to say the long time in your mouth.
One of the things that I think is interesting when I look at the Vaudon range is the difference in ABV. I see that the XO is at 40. The extra that we're tasting today is at 44.
This is for the complexity, for the concentration. At 44, the aftertaste is just really amazing. It's really, really complex. When you add water to reduce a cognac, you make a dilution. At 44, there is no dilution. And that's a big part of the blend is that 44 with a natural decreasing.
I find it interesting that you've seemed to find the optimal ABV for each product in your range.
Yeah.
And that's, sure. That's really well done. Can you talk a little bit about the barrels that these two vintages, the 1978 and the 1980, that make up this blend?
The oak cask is from the middle of France. It's a Limousin oak cask at the beginning for the first 4 or 5 years during the aging. And after, it's always aged in old barrel only, just to have the evaporation, but not more. We want to have the tannins at the beginning. Yeah. And after that, we prefer waiting the time to obtain the concentration.
So what happens during those first 3, 4, or 5 years in the new Limousin oak barrels?
Oh, of course, you increase really soon the color, you increase really soon the tannins concentration.
And what about the conditions in your cellars at Cognac Vaudon?
Oh, we have a lovely cellars, a really old one, because my grandfather won a gold medal in 1914 for eau de vie from 1811, for example. So you can imagine that cellar with a really strong experience in cognac aging. For the moment, so we have 2% evaporation per year. That means 1 liter was lost every hour in our cellars. So it's a quite important volume, but it's really necessary for the concentration.
I see. So in terms of liquid volume, you lose about 2%. And in terms of ABV, it's half to 1.3 per year.
Sure.
So does this mean your cellars are on the humid side or dry, or do you have both?
We have both, because it's really important to have a humid side for young oud vie. It's nice to stop the power of the young oud vie. So it's important to have both, I think.
When I look at the color of this Vaudon Extra, I'm struck by its beautiful color.
Thank you.
I'm assuming this is just a natural color after 40 years in the cellar.
Yeah, we have this chance. It's really easy for us to bottle it because it's clear and shining, and it's just a picture of the nature at 40 years old.
So now if we move into a tasting note, how would you describe the nose of this Vaudon Extra?
The first nose is completely on the spicy flavors, a dry fruit as a nut. The balance is really, really on the fruit and dry fruit, really complex and intense.
And what about on the palate? What kind of flavors and textures can we expect to taste?
Yeah, the licorice come really, really soon. The taste is really delicate. At 44, normally it could be a bit intense and a bit aggressive, but no, that is soft, a good balance between the wood and the fruit. At 40%, you push the fruity flavors, but at 44, you save the spicy flavors and lots of intensity.
So it's just a matter of what you're going for, basically, what the goal is.
Yeah.
Do you want fruit or do you want spices? How would you describe the finish?
We have worked on the finish because normally Fambois have a small finish. Normally it's a quick finish, and make a strong attention on the finish to be a balance between the wood tannins and the spicy on the end. I've worked to fix at 44 the right test. It was a wonderful rare challenge.
This is a wonderful product. I hope all of our tasters like it. I wish you bonne fête, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. And we are really, really proud to share this cognac with you. Merci.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir.